So, Lisa, did you encounter any resistance when maybe you approached the school board and you said, I want to teach this in my classroom? Maybe not from the school board. Maybe you got some resistance from parents. But did you get any resistance at all regarding teaching some of the lessons of the Holocaust to your students?
Well, I've been teaching it for 2 years now in this district, in Alamo Heights District. And before that, I was 13 years in another district. And of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids that I taught, who also have hundreds of parents, I may have had one that said, really? The Holocaust? They're 10. And I just invited them into the classroom. And I said, come and look. You know, have a conversation with your child. We're not studying graphicness. We're studying tolerance. We're studying not just sympathy for someone else, but like Ellen said, empathy. And for them to understand what that means, you know, we separate the two in class. Do you just feel sorry for them, or do you feel what they feel? Might have been just maybe one parent who questioned, not really angrily, just, hey, explain this to me. Other than that, I mean, it's been 15 years, and that's the only one time that I had a question about it. It was very short-lived. She came, she saw, she was very pleased when she left. She even wrote a really nice note to me later about how it changed not only her child, but their conversations at the dinner table about how to grow a group around you that does stand up for others. I've had so many positive results from the teaching of the Holocaust, you know, to 10-year-olds, that I just mostly get a lot of thank yous from parents, from students, and, you know, staff and that kind of thing. They didn't realize it. These kids, they can handle this.
And so, Ellen, obviously children of this age that Lisa's teaching, 9, 10, 11, their minds are still pretty open, but still, depending on their upbringing, they're being taught intolerance and hatred, or some of them are. What do you think is the best way to approach that? If they're not in Lisa's class, what would you recommend maybe parents who might be concerned about their child who might be having tendencies towards intolerance and hatred? What would you say to them to perhaps encourage their children to do?
I would like to say, as a parent of 6 children, I don't think that parents are intentionally trying to harm their children and their upbringing. But I do think that people have their histories and their experiences that, whether known or not, sometimes provide a message to their children that there are others and they're different. I first want to preface it that I don't think people are teaching specifically hate. I think that perhaps what parents might not be completely aware of is just the diversity that exists in the universe and the way that we connect with people that don't look like us or sound like us or come from the same places in which we come. You know, these are values that we want to hold fast to: education, responsibility, you know, love, kindness, respect, just sometimes explicitly stating what it is that we want to teach, not just in a classroom, but in our families and in our schools, is really, really important. And then the methodologies for doing so. And again, I think looking at people in history is an amazing way for us to look at what were the consequences of an individual's actions. Who did that individual partner with to create good, or who did that person partner with to create something that had catastrophic effects on other people? Again, for me, the Holocaust is a lens. It is a lens to look at an event that really has left a huge pockmark on humankind. And for us to not examine it, we miss opportunities to relate those lessons to current times, relate those individual actions and deeds to the people that are in our midst, to just look at human behavior and find what's best in it and emulate that.